Tales, Truths and Tirades, number 1. The language of the enemy. Let me confess something. I have never ever published anything in English. This is my first attempt. I've worked in a partly English environment for many years. I've written quite a few letters in English. I even lectured in English at university. But I've never published any stories in English. So when my bosses at Bloemfontein Courant phoned early one morning in August to ask if I could alternate between Afrikaans and English when writing my weekly column, I had a sudden overwhelming feeling of acute and disabling anxiety, which is how my dictionary defines panic attack. But I kept my calm. Easy peasy, I replied. No problem. I took a deep breath. Shall we aim for the beginning of next year, January? Procrastination is my second name. No, let's start next week, came the answer. So here I am with a triple T column, Tales, Truths and Tirades. Like a title, eh? Talking about truths, yes, it is true that I grew up in an Afrikaner household where English was regarded as the language of the enemy. Do keep in mind that it was only 60 years after the Anglo-Boer War, which we called the English War because they started it. I remember my dad's tirades when telling some of the tales of my late grandfather's life on commando. How times have changed. Today, I am married to an English wife. A few years ago, I even accompanied her to a reunion at her very English school, Union High in Graaff-Reinet. I could not believe my eyes when I noticed that the Union Jack formed part of the school's badge. My opa's not just turning in his grave, I thought, he's making backflips. It was the weekend of the annual big inter-school clash between Union High and Volk School, the highlight on the region's calendar. Everybody was there, Boer against Brit all over again. When the head boy from my wife's class, as is the tradition, addressed the rugby players during the Friday assembly, he concluded his talk by shouting, "Let's go and kill those Dutchmen!" At that moment, I finally realized exactly how much one would sacrifice for love.